Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for western part of Greene County and the eastern part of Columbia County, as 1 to 3 inches of snow are expected to fall in the mountains and hills in the area, perhaps 2 to 4 at most. The advisory is through 3 p.m. Friday, though the snow is expected to turn to rain in most of the area earlier in the day. There might also be sleet mixed in there, too. In the Daily Freeman, Ariel Zangla interviews John Gerner, Managing Director for Leisure Business Advisors, who gave a fiscal opinion to the Greene County Legislature's Government Operations Committee about a proposed indoor water park resort in New Baltimore on Wednesday, February 22nd. The water park's hotel would need to maintain a 40% minimum occupancy rate over 30 years to pay back the $26.9 million in infrastructure improvements from a room rental fee, according to Lerner. Quote, the county has been asked to borrow up to $15.6 million to pay for infrastructure improvements at the Commerce Park in New Baltimore, unquote, Zangla writes about the location of the proposed water park. The $115 million project includes a 400-room hotel, an 80,000-square-foot indoor water park, restaurant and lounge, and an 18,000-square-foot space for a conference center, arcade, gift shop, and other services. And here's a little bit of that interview with John Gerner in the Daily Freeman.
Leisure Business Advisors, we're a consulting firm that does planning work for new and existing attractions for both private and public clients. We're doing a review. We've just finished it for Greene County. We work directly for the county and provided the perspective of what other communities have done in relation to Great Wolf Lodge Resort development, and kind of incentives they've offered and kind of experience they've had.
And you mentioned in your presentation that the worst case scenario for this project, for the county to receive fees to pay off its bond for infrastructure, would be 40% occupancy rate for Great Wolf. How likely is it that Great Wolf, from other Great Wolf resorts that you've looked at, how likely is it that they would ever get to a 40% occupancy rate?
Well, from what we've seen, they've never had an occupancy rate for any of the Great Wolf Lodge resorts, either the large or small ones, that have come down to that level for that brand, the Great Wolf Lodge brand. The average large scale, what they call the Generation 2 resorts, the one that's being planned here, they've averaged in the 60s as far as occupancy rates. Even during the recession we just came through, they bottomed at about 65%.
And you said that you've never seen a Great Wolf that's closed before after it's been open?
Right. They have not closed any of the Great Wolf Lodge brand resorts.
My name is Joe Izzo, a county legislator representing the town of Catskill. And I believe that the report that we received today was very, very informative. It made me feel more comfortable about the projections that the developer had made in the process of reviewing their project.
You can hear that full video clip and see the full story by Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman with a link at the WGXC newsroom. Galvin Initiatives Foundation has added 364 Warren Street to its expanding portfolio of historic Hudson properties. The building located at Warren and 3rd Streets was the site of the city's original jail and has been home to the local newspaper since 1862. Galvin Initiatives was founded by developers T. Eric Galloway and Henry Van Amergen in 2011. Tom Swope, a former real estate broker and former chair of the City Historic Preservation Commission, along with Supervisor Rick Scalera, Democrat from the Hudson 5th Ward, hold key posts in the fledgling organization. In an interview with the Register Star in December 2011, Swope estimated Galvin owned, quote, 30 or 40 properties in the core of Hudson, unquote. In the announcement published Wednesday, February 22nd, Tom Casey wrote in the Register Star's parent company, Johnson Newspaper Corporation, chose to sell the property after it was, quote, decided the building was much larger than it needed for its operations, unquote. The paper is expected to relocate to the JNC property in Catskill. The Daily Mail's office there is on Main Street. Swope did not disclose Galvin's plans for the Warren Street property. You can read that full announcement in the Register Star. The Associated Press is reporting that the state may turn the Tappan Zee Bridge into a greenway, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday, February 22nd. The 57-year-old three-mile-long bridge is slated for demolition when a new span is completed. The estimated cost of that demolition is $150 million. The idea of turning the old bridge into parkland was floated last year by Paul Feiner, supervisor of the town of Greenberg, and other politicians and environmentalists in the lower Hudson Valley. A review is now underway to determine if the greenway idea is feasible for so large a structure. Similar projects in Poughkeepsie and Manhattan are major public attractions, but both are smaller than the Tappan Zee. Construction on the new bridge, which links Rockland and Westchester counties, could begin this year. Read the full story in the Times Union. Tom Casey writes in the Register Star that candidates for the 103rd Assembly District vacancy were out and about in Dutchess and Columbia counties Wednesday, February 22nd. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer appeared with Dede Barrett at her Red Hook campaign headquarters to officially endorse the Dutchess County Democrat. Quote, "We need strong voices who understand average folks. I know her as a person who is motivated by the best in our politics. She cares," unquote, Schumer said. He has been Barrett's personal friend for 35 years. Also on Wednesday, GOP candidate Richard Wager visited with local farmers and toured the Tollgate Holsteins farm in Ankrumdale with owner Jim Davenport. The discussion covered a variety of concerns, including mandated paperwork, regulations and undocumented workers. Wager said he disagreed with any policy that requires the deportation of workers. The special election will be held March 20th. You can read both stories in the Register Star. Today is Friday, February 24th, and the National Weather Service, as we said, has issued a winter weather advisory until 3 p.m. for Western Greene and Eastern Columbia counties. They predict a snow overnight, high near 36. Friday night, there's that snow is going to turn in the morning to sleet and then rain. Friday night, there's a chance of rain showers before 8 p.m., then a chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy. High of 36 on Friday, low around 26. The weekend forecast. Saturday, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. Cloudy with a high near 36 and a low around 14. Sunday, sunny with a high near 30 and a low around 11. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Today is the fourth Friday of the month, and there is a town meeting in Clermont. The Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 1795 Route 9 in Clermont. Sun rises at 6:39 a.m. and sets at 5:40 p.m. The moon rises at 7:31 a.m. and sets at 8:44 p.m. The New York Knicks lost to the Miami Heat last night, 102-88. LeBron James had 20, Carmelo Anthony 19. Tonight, the New York Rangers are at the New York Islanders, and it's All-Star weekend, so there's no basketball. Tune in to the live broadcast tonight at 9:30 p.m. on WGXC, our one-year anniversary DJ dance party live from Savoia in Hudson. So you can turn out in person or listen on the radio to DJs Ready Able, which is DJ T-Bone and Body Council, and New York City-based DJ Airlab AM will be in town at Savoia starting at 9:30 p.m. after an early edition of Hotline Radio, which is usually at 9:30, but is in the guest DJ slot tonight at 7 p.m. until 9:30. Tune in Hotline Radio. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.